You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, August 12th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 18%. That's about how much Six Flags Entertainment stock dipped yesterday after reporting disappointing earnings for the second quarter. Revenue decreased 5% year-over-year and missed estimates, according to FactSet. The theme park operator attributed the drop to a continued decrease in attendance and a $5 million reduction in sponsorship, international agreements, and accommodation revenue. Attendance began to plague Six Flags during the pandemic, and sales slipped 96% year-over-year. But the company made a comeback in 2020. Last year, attendance in the second quarter was 8.5 million. This quarter, though, that number slid to 6.7 million. Six Flags CEO Salim Basool called it a transitional year for the company as it moves away from cheaper season passes and free tickets and appeals to visitors who can spend more. That seems to have hit this quarter's results. Total guest spending per capita, though, has increased more than 50% compared to pre-pandemic levels. The next number up is 8. That's how many exchange-traded funds Axis Investments launched last month that let investors bet on or against a single stock. Using derivatives such as options or futures, these single-stock ETFs are available for companies like Tesla, Pfizer, Nvidia, PayPal Holdings, and Nike. And now, Direction and Granite Shares are getting in on the single-stock game too, covering Tesla, Apple, and Coinbase Global. It's the latest trend in ETFs, which have become more popular in recent years for allowing investors to trade thousands of stocks at the same time at a low cost. Single-stock ETFs, though, allow investors to make bigger gambles. Instead of opening a margin account and trading derivatives, traders can buy into the ETFs through their usual brokerage accounts. The funds offer convenience and a bit more safety. Investors can't lose more than their initial investment, which is one of the risks in a margin account. But they also have their downsides. The single stock ETFs from Axis and Granite Shares charge a higher expense ratio, and the Direction funds have a higher fee. For now, it's a trend worth watching. These funds have been popular in Europe for years. We'll have to see how they take hold in the US market. Axis has 10 more approved funds set to launch for stocks like ConocoPhillips, Boeing, Wells Fargo, and Salesforce. Our last number is 1 day. That's how much longer the median home sat in the market in July compared to the same week last year. That's according to weekly data from Realtor.com. It was the first time the weekly metric increased since June 2020, and the latest sign that the housing market may be beginning to cool slightly. During the pandemic, home sales took off. The housing market became extremely competitive as buyers competed for listings. But now, popular areas like Austin, Denver, and Riverside, San Bernardino, California, are seeing the median time homes are on the market go up. Inventory also seems to be expanding. According to Realtor.com, active listings rose 31% year-over-year for July. It's the highest monthly level since November 2020. Bidding wars also appear to be subsiding. But it's not all good news for potential home buyers. Mortgage rates are still high, and a July Fannie Mae survey of consumers found 3/4 said it was a bad time to buy a home. And prices have continued to climb this summer amid record inflation. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, August 12th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.